No, you said you would. But this morning, I mean. So in any event, but tonight actually is basically Chazor. Almost everything we're going to learn tonight is appeared already in Tainus. We had it already. Yeah, so it's really just Chazor. We're on Daf Hayim Rav. Hayim Rav, really, literally, almost the entire Gemara. I've never seen anything like this. It's exactly identical with Gemara's and Tainus.
Really?
Yeah, it's stunningly remarkable. You're right. I've never seen anything this identical. Okay, we're up to the not 100%, but 95%. We're up to the third, fourth line down. Be'elu amru makdimin v'lo ma'akrin. Okay, Be'elu amru makdimin v'lo ma'akrin. These in the following areas, they said, make things a day earlier, not a day later. Kriyas Megillah, make earlier. Trumas Hashkolim, when you have to give Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, if that comes out in Rosh Chodesh Adar, when the time for Shkolim comes, Trumas Hashkolim is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you announce in Rosh Chodesh Adar. If that comes out on Shabbos, bring it a day earlier. So Magdim Lo Makrin. Sudas Rosh Chodesh, on the other end, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, and you can't make the Sudas Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, the reason why they used to make the Sudas Rosh Chodesh is really not so much for Simcha, although there might be some Indian of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh, but it's primarily actually in order to publicize that it's Rosh Chodesh. So if you just made it on Shabbos, there'd be no publicity, right? So therefore you make it a day later on Sunday, so everybody should know all Rosh Chodesh has occurred. Okay, so it's a more of a publicity thing. So,
on the ground, you publicize it because everyone's in shul davening.
Besides that, there's another reason to make a suda besides the public announcement. So the suda you make separate because otherwise people just think the Shabbos Kiddush. Suda's Purim, the suda Purim. Also, Ma'achim Lo Makdim, as I told you yesterday, when they make Purim nowadays, Yerushalayim over Shabbos. Sorry, so the suda is actually on Sunday. Okay, so it's a day later as opposed to Kriyas Megillah, which is made on Friday, a day earlier. Rabbi Zirboi, come Rabbi Abo. Yasu is on Shabbos. Why don't you make the Suda of Purim on Shabbos? So Amar Lehi, so he said, no, Lasos Osam, very interesting, Drosha. Again, darshing the Megillah as if it's Chumash. Right, something which you didn't have in the Bavli, don't have in the Bavli. Lasos Osam, Yimei Mishtev Simcha, to make them days of revelry, of drinking and joy. Days which we make into the days of Simcha, right? We make them. Yotzeh, as opposed to Shabbos, where the Simcha is already decreed by heaven, right? So therefore, that would not be in our hands to do it. It's interesting. The Yerushalmi here seems to hold it, and I know this is the Yerushalmi, but I don't remember if we learned from Sechta Shabbos as well. But there's Din of Simcha on Shabbos. Bavli never brings out a Din of Simcha on Shabbos, only Oneg Shabbos. But here you see that there's a Simcha on Shabbos, so therefore you push off the Simcha Purim, so it's like Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, not to mix the two Simchas together. Magevis Purim, when you collect money for Purim, Amrei Lepurim, it must be used for Purim purposes, not for any other charity. Amrei Blezo Vachle Yishana Mimena, however, the recipient also cannot change it. For example, Ani, the person, Vachle Yishana Mimena Ani, the poor person should not use it, Ritulim Inolo, to get a lace for a shoe. In other words, it's designated for Purim purposes, it means for eating on Purim. Aim a dak to keep the mitzvah Purim. One is not meticulous in the mitzvah of Purim. El komishu poshet is yod. In other words, anybody who sticks out his hand, very famous Yerushalmi, anybody who sticks out his hand, lito, to take charity on Purim. No stin lo, we give to him. And the Korbanet says a monumental chiddush. Although I don't know where he got it from, he says even a goy. Whenever somebody sticks out his hand on Purim, you have to give him money regardless of who he is. Okay? And the Sforim, all right, it's not just in money, but also Ruchnius. Anybody who sticks out his hand on Purim to get Ruchnius gets Ruchnius from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why can't we drink, right? Purim. So now the more it goes back and it says, wait a minute. So he said, you can't change Purim money. Hashar Kolmos Mishani. You want to understand, if money is earmarked for a specific purpose, when you can, you change its purpose. Says Mar, I'll tell you. Alokolamos Achlo Nidnu Linosu Gizbarim. All types of money given to Tzedakah, before it's given to the treasurers, Ad Rashai Lishino Son, you're allowed to change their purpose. Misha Nidnu Ligizbarim, once they're given to the treasurers, Enath Rashai Lishino Son, you're no longer allowed to change its purpose. The money collected for Purim, even before it's given to a treasurer, it's already fixed in its purpose and cannot be changed. But the time of the Kohanim, that's pushed off. In other words, when the Kohanim brought the wood to the Beis HaMikdash several times a year, well, then that's pushed off if it comes on Shabbos. What is this time when the Kohanim and the nation brings the wood to the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it enumerated in the times in Megillas Tainis, which were special days? El B'Shosh Ol Yisrael Min HaGoyel, when Am Yisrael came from the exile. They did not find any wood in the leash, in the offices, nor to make korbanos. And these families cited in Megillas Tainis stood up, and they volunteered wood on their own. When they gained the community, was in the Beis HaMikdash. And they sacrificed the deeds of korbanos tzibur. At that point, the prophets among the Jews made a condition with the rest of the Jewish nation. Even if the lishka is full of wood anyway, but these families rise up and volunteer wood regardless. The carbon only comes from the wood which they volunteer. This is going to be going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, a person who wants to volunteer to safeguard the harvested grain for the carbon oimer as a shomer chinam, right, without being paid, can volunteer on his own, even though he's giving of his time to a carbon tzibur, right? So it comes out that there's some element of the carbon tzibur being done by a private individual. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says it's okay, right, but I don't argue with him, right? Rabbi Yossi Shem Rabbi Yossi said no, even though they argue there, in our case, Dibra Kolhi. In our case, even Rabbana argue, Rabbi Yossi can agree that in our case, you can take the wood from any private donor. It doesn't have to be purchased with Beis HaMikdash funds. Why? Mopli, where they have machlokas, where one accepts private donations, everything has to be purchased with public funds. The gufo shel korban, in the body of the korban itself, such as the animals for the korbanos. Machshir korban, but the wood, which is only a hechsher for the korban, it's only preparatory to the korban. Kol ama moide, everybody agrees, shumishtane korban yochem yikorban tzibur, that one can take for that which an individual brings, literally it says korban yochem, it means that which an individual brings, and make it and use it for the community as well. Tani, we learned in this vein, ha'isha sha'osta kisonis levona, a woman who made a white garment for a kohen, right, a white shirt, tzrichulim sold tzibur, she has to give it over to the community, because everything in the basement is to come from the community. Rabbi Yach said, Rabbi Yossi, this is like Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Amar, Avarot Semisayim Shamachina, Rabbi Yossi, whom just said, could learn that we can utilize the service individual even though he's volunteering them. Says more again, Rabbi Yossi Shariyullah said, Divya Kol, you know, everybody Greek with Rabbi Yossi. Mapli, where is the Machlokus, whether it's allowed to come from private funds or must come from public funds, Beguva Shul Korban, in the body of the Korban. Avo Bemachshire Korban, but that which prepares the Korban, such as the Big Day Kuna, Kolama Moide, everybody can see Shumishtane Korban, Yochim Korban Tzibur. You can use that which comes from an individual, even for the community. Says the Gemara, a little bit of a typo here, Masnisa, not Pliga Abba, Masnisa Messiah, Rabbi Yossi. There's a Braisa, which is in Megillas Tainis, which is proof for Rabbi Yossi. How so? It says in Megillas Tainis, those days which were simcha for those who brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash, they remain a simcha b'shas ha-korban shlo b'shas ha-korban. Whether there is now a korban, then there is not a korban. Rabbi Yossi says they only apply when there is a korban. Okay, regardless of whether they do or do not apply when there is a korban, Lemaisa, it says here that even Rabbanu who argue and Rabbi Yossi, hold that it is a simcha, right? Because, I mean, because the question is whether it applies even when there's no Beit HaMikdash, only there's a Beit HaMikdash, but they hold there is a simcha. Right? They agree there's a simcha. Not only that, they're more machmen to speak, the simcha, so to speak, right? Because they say that even Shalobish has a korban, right? Even when there is no korban anymore, they still have a simcha for the time when they would bring wood. So here we see that they allow people to bring wood to the Beit HaMikdash and give it. It must be that they agree with Rabbi Yisa that even though for the korban itself, we do not allow outside volunteer work, for the ancillary activities around the korban, we do allow it. Okay? Vod minado, we have another proof from here. The tiny second line from the bottom, my baby loves the baby tzaddik, and he used to be b'nei son of Ben Binyamin. I was from the children of Sana ben Binyamin, one of the Mishmoites, the Chal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry, one of the groups who would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av came around Shabbos one year. The Dachino some Motzoi Shabbos, Tisha B'Av was of course pushed up to Motzoi Shabbos. But we, since that was already the 10th of Av, which is our Yontif, to bring the wood to Beis HaMikdash, we would fast, we would not complete the fast, we only fast a half a day. So we see that this is a compelling logic, even Koran Rabbanan, to say that the Yom Ha'atim is a Yontif, and it must be because we accept wood from private individuals. Okay? Uva Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, we push it off to the 10th day, right? Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, right? We know we still do that in our very day and age. Rabbi Yosher Rechia Bar Rav said, why do we push it off? Because the truth is the 10th day is also suitable to fast. Bedina Ushayu Misanim Basiri. Really, we should fast on the 10th day. Shibon Israel, on which the Beis HaMikdash burned. Why do we fast on the 9th day? Because that was the beginning of it being burnt. But it burnt throughout the 10th day, but we fast the beginning. Betani Kane, and we also learn the Braisa, and we go to Tainis. And the 7th day they entered the Beis HaMikdash. The 8th day they were looting it. Bechi, and the 9th day, they ignited fire. And it burned through the 10th day. Rav Shimon Levi time chivas here. Rav Shimon Levi would fast both days. Rabbi Levi time chivas here. He fast both days. Chiv leos here. Not the both, not the entire 10th day, but the 9th day and the eve of the 10th day. Rabbi Bar Zav, the Shevchina said, Bikish Rabbi Lako Tisha B'Av. Rabbi wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. Lo, they didn't concede the point for him. Amlo Rabbi Lezer said, you have mistaken memory of this. Im Chayisi, I was with you when this episode occurred. Lo Yitzhamis was not stated like this. Ella rather, Bikish Rabbi Lakor Tishbok Shachayos B'Shabbos. When Tishbok came on Shabbos, he didn't want to push off the Sunday, wanted to uproot it altogether those years. Of Eloi Nichulon, that they did not permit him to do. What was Rebbe's logic? Amr said, "Oh, the Nilchetz is pushed off Yidachel. Let it be pushed off altogether this year." Amr Los, and they said to Rebbe, Yidachel, but Lamachar, it's pushed up until tomorrow, not for the entire duration of the year. The Gazalei, and they omitted. Gaza means you're to omit the following case, which is similar. Wouldn't you tell me? Let's over there. Yochan broke Omer. It says that a woman can demand a divorce because it says about both the man and the woman, it says, Vayavarech Osam Elohim, Hashem blessed them, Vayom Lam Elohim, Puravu, Hashem said, be fruitful and fruitful and multiply. So if the wife is not having any kids, she can demand a divorce on the basis of her mitzvah to do Puravu. Rezer Hashem Elohim said, disrespect. Who said that there is Purvu in both? So again, Rabbi Bar Zavta was with him. He said, Imcha, you see, I was with you. Veloyes Amos, it's not what was said. Ella, rather, not because of Purvu, though, do we compel a divorce and allow her to get divorced, but rather, because El Haisa Tovasli, now say, if she wants to get remarried, Adini Moshi, she has she has legitimacy in her validity in her taina, although it's not described here why, but the Gemara says elsewhere, because she says, I need somebody to support me in my old age. So I have no kids, nobody's going to support me in my old age. I don't have nursing home insurance. So therefore, I need she can respond, she can demand out of a marriage if she's not going to have any kids on the basis not of purvu, she doesn't have purvu, on the basis of her necessity to have a kid, right? So, Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Chanina, who said that whatever these statements were originally, you know, the imprecise ways. So it's good that he had along with him Rabbi Barbara Zav to correct him to make the statements correctly. Okay? U'chagiga. Now here's a very interesting Gemara. Really, this is not the... Well, it just was repeated from Tainus. But now it comes something which is not repeated. Chagiga. This is not in the Bavli at all. I see it's elsewhere in the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli. One pasuk says, "V'chag hakotzir b'kurei ma'asecha," the holiday of the harvest, when the first coming year fruit is. Which holiday is the holiday of the first coming year fruit? Shavuos, right? So it says there, it's a holiday of harvesting. Wait a minute, can you harvest on Shavuos?
Yeah. What do you mean, kid?
Can you harvest on Shavuos?
On Shavuos before?
Oh. Why?
It's a holiday.
Oh, saying good. Says Yerushalmi, how can it say you didn't chag hakotzir, which means it's you're making a holiday when you're harvesting, right? The holiday of the harvest when you bring your bikurim, your first fruits. Because the other pasuk says, sounds like you're doing your katzir or harvest on Shavuos, but you're not allowed to, right?
So Sukkos is called Chag HaOsif. You don't gather it on Sukkos. You gather before Sukkos and bring it to the base of Mikdash on Sukkos. So the same thing with the bikurim.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
It's good thing you didn't write Yerushalmi. Says Gemara, still thinking Bavli like. Says the Gemara, Gomer Yechina, Haketzad Yiskai Mishnei Ksuv Halalu. What do we do with these two psukim? So he says, very good. He says, B'shoah Shulchai B'chol, when the first day Yontov comes on a weekday, Ad Choykeh V'shoivis. You can make your Korban Chagigah and at the same time rest, not a full rest of Shabbos, but the rest of Yontov, right? B'shoah Shulchai B'shabbos. When the Yontov comes out on Shabbos, though, let's say Shavuos for our purposes, but the same thing with first day Sukkos. So Yontov comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the Chagigah that day. Because Chagigah is not the Shabbos. So when do you make the Chagigah? When Yontov comes out on Shabbos, Shavuos comes on Shabbos. Well, Maisa never does anymore. Mm-hmm. But in the good old days when it could happen. So when would you make Korma Chagigah?
Next day.
But the next day is?
Something.
Next day is? It's a weekday. Eretz Yisrael, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's a weekday, right? But so that's when it's Chag HaKotzir, the holiday on the harvest day, because Chag refers to the Korban Chagiga.
Right.
That's making a holiday on the harvest day. That's what you do the second pasuk.
Oh.
Okay. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
You don't like it, huh? So that's Yerushalmi thought. So again. If it comes on a weekday, who chogim shabbos? First white line. When it comes on Shabbos, lemachar ad chogig the kaitzer. The next day, which is a weekday, you do chagiga and you do ketir as well. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Yosi Bar Yehuda said a fascinating thing, really fascinating. This goes back to what you said, although it's more fascinating than Shavuos. So today Moshe says something about Sukkos, but the Korban Eid says something about Shavuos. Uvachi Avli Eli Sosa, even though you're harvesting on that day, or gathering by Sukkos, but it has to be for the purpose of the dough of the bread you're going to eat today. Because you're not allowed to do melacha for any other purpose on Chol HaMoed, right? Except for what you're going to eat today. But more than that, by Shavuos, there's a lochi knowledge to do work on the day you're bringing korban. A rarely cited halacha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're allowed to do malacha like Chol HaMoed, but not malacha like Shabbos I'm sorry, you're allowed to do melacha like Chol Moed. It's not like Shabbos or Yom Tov, but you're still allowed to do melacha. So that's what it says here. Uvachi Avliyosos, whatever the melacha latu is like melacha for your dough. Kodah the tani, like that which we learn. Lahain inish, to have that. Therefore, lahain means to such a person. Lahain is such a person. He have only bikurim, who has upon him to bring the bread or the bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. Homer Arayolai 18 lemizbech v'gzirin lemizirin lemaracha. For example, a person who says, "Here's my wood for the mizbech and my chips of wood for the maracha." Aser behesbeit uvatayns to melasos melacha bo bayom. He's not allowed to fast. He's not allowed to make a hesbeit, nor is allowed to work on that day when he brings his korban, even his korban etzim, even the wood for use in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Uvahakel, hakel is pushed off for a day. If your hakel comes on Shabbos, push off to Sunday. Right. Bo bayom rechia rabbo said Omar, why? I mean netkia because they blow shofar hakel. Because they construct the platform. They know how to construct platforms on Shabbos for the king to sit. New refractor Gemara, the Asul Sumasim, so make the platform before Shabbos begins. Shloy the Chokas Hazor, take up too much room in Hazor for too much time, so we don't want to do that. That's one reason given. No, the other reason is even cuter. Or I'm not saying Hashem Shlotita Lacha Asherah Kolet, you're not allowed to have any wood in the base on Mikdash planted because it's like an Asherah tree. There was no wood in the Beis HaMikdash. Hi, there is going to be wood no matter what, because they're going to leave it there, right? If they're going to build it on Shabbos, they're going to build it on, if they're not, even though they're not going to build it on Shabbos, it's going to be there for for whatever time the Hakel is taking place, right? So says the Gemara, that's not a problem. Why? Because, well, actually, it's not the word. The Korban Eidah says it's not a problem because it's only a problem if it looks semi-permanent there. It only looks semi-permanent if you built it Friday night or Friday afternoon, and then it looks like it's going to stay there for a long time, for 2 days. That's also because of Asherah. If you just build it up in the afternoon, take it down in the afternoon for the purpose of the speech, that's okay. Okay? Says the Gemara, Masdisa de Rabbi Meir. Now here it goes back from Masechet Tanis, and this really has nothing to do with our Masechet except later on. Masdisa Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah in Tanis is going to look like Meir. Dar Rabbi Meir, Meir said, Dilo le Mispat. It says in Megillas Tanis certain days now to make a hesped, right? And those days also Lisanos, you also now have to fast. However, the certain days which the lowly sanos now have to fast, but they are mutter behesped. You're allowed to do hesped. In other words, the Sundays when days that you're not allowed to fast, you're also not allowed to be maspid, right? No, the opposite. Days you're not allowed to be maspid, you have to actually close down, right? Days you're not allowed to be maspid, you're not allowed to fast at all, right? There are days you're not allowed to fast, but on those days you're allowed to deliver a hesped. Okay? So it says more of a D low, which says Miguel's time is that not, stamp kedi, without any specific following continuation sentence, lowly sign, it means you're not allowed to fast on those days. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's all Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said, there actually should be a word, there's a word missing, a very important word called vitani, or tani. Right, Yonah was an Amora. He's quoting a Brisa. All right, Elin Yomayit Loli Sanabon. These are the days that you shouldn't fast. And some of them, the Loli Sanabon, shouldn't even give a eulogy on them, which is obviously makes them holier. It says Loli Sanabon in them. Right? So why did it show you twice? And Mulamid Shalila Mutar teaches us that the night is permissible. Right? What does it mean the night is permissible? I forgot. To do a hesped, right? Thank you. Vayom Osir. And the day is Osir. Okay?
It's hesped at a Levaya.
Right.
Levaya is at night.
Right. in Eretz Yisrael, they have it all the time, right? So at night he's allowed to do a little breastmaid, and during the day he's also. Kada, like that, the Tani, we learned over there in Masechta Tanis, Lehen Inish, the Heve Olay. Now, this is actually teaching us, how do we know that the night before, you're actually... So now the Gemara is going to go on to explain the opinion not brought down in our Mishnah, prevail the Mishnah in Tainis, that in fact not Kershingolo. Shingolo says the night before night before a Yom Tif, one of the Megillah Tainis Yom Tovim, you're allowed to be Maspid at night, right? That's Rishingolo Shita. The day is distinct from the night. Now we're going to bring those proofs to show that the night and day are the same. In other words, whatever you can't do during the day, you're still going to do it at night. Kador the Tani, like we learned, Lehen Inish Tapa Lavavanav, the individual, the heavy loy Asar Bitzlu, a person who wants to fast, he has to make upon himself a prohibition, a nether in his davening. And Om Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Kshut Tzorach Laz Kirmi Ba'erev, he has to mention from the evening before, right? Why from the evening before? Why can't he mention from that night? The night before time. So as he mentioned from the mincha, from the day before time. So as he mentioned Makabel previously. Because the night and day, it says, why? The same unit. So that's why you can't be Makabel Tainis tonight. Even though on the night of a Tainis, you can still eat, like Shivasar Batamus. You can't be Makabel Tainis. It's too late. You have to be Makabel the next day. Why? Because, says Yerushalmi, in a Tainis, the night and day are the same. So the Yerushalmi extrapolates from that to the Yom Tovim, and says in the Yotif also, the night and day are the same. Whatever you can't do during the day, you can't do during the night as well. Okay? So says the Gemara, another proof, Vasaki Dom Rabbi Zer, B'Shem Rav Chuna Omro Kilel Shabbos Ukiyomo. He holds a similar thing. Rabbi Zera named Rahuna said, at the night of a Tainis, you also say Anenu. We don't pass Anenu, of course, but he says you say Anenu at night as well. Like Lil Shabbos, where you mentioned Shabbos as well, just like Shabbos in the morning. So he says, the night of the Tainis also, can say Anenu. Now, you're not actually fasting yet, but you can still say Anenu because it's all one day. And so to extend by the positive side, by Yontif also becomes one day. Okay, Masnisa Obi Alef Karabi Yosi Obi Beis Karab Meir. Now the Mishnah there, the Mishnah there in Tainis, which tells us you don't have fast on Yudav Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yudalet Tezvav is either going the Chiddush is either on Yudav like Rabbi Yosi, because on Yudalet Yud Gimel it's not a Chiddush because Rabbi Yosi holds the day before a Yom Tov, you don't say Tachnun or fast either, right? Tachnun is a separate issue, but you don't fast, right? So if you see them saying, you see them fasting, yeah. The case is like this. Look, Yudal is Purim, and Tezvav is Purim. What's your Gimel? No.
Purim.
No. That's true. We'll come back to that. But it's also Yom Nicanor. It's a minor holiday in Megillas Tainis. So, Korn Rabbi Yossi, you're not going to fast anyway. Because it's the day before Yom Nicanor. So, what's the Kiddush in the sequence of events that by Purim you don't fast? Only one day that you're out if you don't fast. Because you die at Tesla, you don't fast. You Gimli don't fast either. And you base you don't fast because it's precedes. So, therefore, the only day you can possibly fast is Yudav, right? According to Rabbi Meir, days in Megillas Tainis are not strong enough to prevent saying Tachnun. Well, I keep calling it Tachnun, but to prevent fasting the day before, right? So therefore, he holds that Yudbeis is also Chiddush, even though Yud Gimel is a Yontif, but it's a Chiddush to say that Yontif, in this case, it only because the Yontif Yom Nicanor, we would still be allowed to fast, Kunrei Meir, on Yud Beis. So that's why you have to tell us that since it's a Purim day, Yud Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, so therefore you cannot fast on Yud Beis as well. Okay, is that clear? Hang on, I'm going to turn on the fan for a second. Cassie, can you hit the switch on the fan, please? Thanks. So in any event, so he says like this again. Obiav, Mastis Obiav, it's either Kiddush not to fast on Yav, Krabi Yossi. That's the only day which the Kiddush claimed him, because you'd Gimel, you can't fast, because it's Yom Nikonor, and you'd Beis either, because day before Yom Nikonor. Obiud Beis, Krimeir, according to Krimeir, you can fast the day before. So you Gimel, you cannot fast, but you Beis, you could fast, that's why you need Kiddush, because of Purim, you can't fast. The Kasha al de Rabbi, it's a mistake, Kasha al de Rabbi Yossi. Civil Rabbi Yossi located to sign that we learn between us are Yom Tiroin. The 12 days on to also Yontif. So Yom Tiroin. They did sign to a guy named Tiroin on that day. So if that's the case, it's not a Kiddush not to fast in any of those days. You don't fast because it's Purim. That's Vav either because it's Purim. You give it don't fast because of Yom Nikonor. You'd base no fast because of Yom Tiroin. You'd have, you're not going to fast because it's the day before Yom Tiroin. So therefore, what's the Kiddush in our mission? You'd have if you'd base your Gimel, you'd have if you'd base your Gimel, you don't fast. Says more, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, I'll tell you. Batal Yom Tiroin. Yom Tiroin is canceled. Why? Yom Shenerag Linus Upapus. It's saying which Linus Upapus, two great tzaddikim, were killed. To people who are Moisa Nefesh, that they should be killed instead of the rest of Am Yisrael for some, or the rest of the city for some iniquity which was perpetrated. So therefore, it's no longer a day of Simcha. Okay. Once we're on the topic, we class the survey on 30 days Yom Nikonor. Ma Yom Nikonor. What's the story of Yom Nikonor? Shulto Michel Machos Yavin Ayarev Alexandria. A certain governor or general from the Greeks was passing through Alexandria. Veroz Yushlaim, he saw Yushlaim, he blasphemed and cursed and said sharp things. Varmi said, Beshuvi, Beshalom, when they came back, go back a piece from Alexandria, at Toitza Midalos, they're going to knock down this base on Mikdosh. The Yotzech HaMishal Chashmonoi, when the Chashmonoi came out, he killed the soldiers of this Nikonor, Ad Shigia, it should be the crone in Shalom, until he reached his own carriage. He came and Shigia, the coin in Shalom, once he reached the carriage of Nikonor, he chopped off his head, put them on a twig, and he wrote on the twig on the bottom, the mouth which spoke in guilt, and the hand which was extended in holiness, and he hung them on a limb. Neged Yushalayim, opposite Yushalayim. So that's Yom Nikonor. Now, Daitid Rabbi Yossi. It says mayor, but it's supposed to be Yossi. Daitid Rabbi Yossi, Nicha. I understand. It makes sense. You're coming to us the day before. What does it mean? You have to write Yud Gimel in order to ask Yud Beis in Tainus, right? Because Yud Gimel teaches us, Yom Nikonor teaches Yud Beis also in Tainus. Al Daitid Rabbi Meir, again, it's the type which we have, Daitid Rabbi Meir, Ma Bar Lesser, what's he going to ask her? Lefonov Lese. He says, Yud Gimel, actually there should be an extra word here, Loser Lefonov Lese. Why tell me what Yom Nikonor is? Yom Nikonor is not strong enough to answer the day before Yud Beis in Tainus, right? Corner of Meir. It was still fast the day before. What about Yud Gimel itself? Atzmo Osir, leave the Yud Dalit. Yud Gimel, you can't fast even Corner of Meir because it precedes Yud Dalit. Okay? Sounds interesting. We fast, of course, in Yud Gimel nowadays. But then they wouldn't fast Yud Gimel because it's the day before Yud Dalit. So, Konrad Meir, why do we need to know what Yom Nikonor is? Yom Nikonor itself is we wouldn't fast anyway because it's the day before Purim, right?
You need to know what to learn out your base, but you don't fast on Yud Beis.
No, but Konrad Meir do fast on Yud Beis. He only holds Yud Dalit is different because Yud Gimel. Your gimel is different than the day proceed to die because your dollar is more chosh v'day. Purim is more chosh v'day. Because Purim is a day now which you can't make a tainus, you can't make a hespet. So the as is day before in tainus. But Yom Nikra is not a day which is also in hespet, it's only a day which is also in tainus. So the day before you can make a tainus, according to Meir. So what you say, I understand according to Rabbi Yossi, you need to know about Yom Nikra, it's not if you're not allowed to fast, then you're also not allowed to fast the day before in your days, even when it's no longer Yom Tzuraimus. But according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to fast at your Gimel anyway because it's the day before Purim, which is a double day. And that there's no Espentinus nor Espen. So anyway, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Nikonor. And anyway, you're allowed to fast on Yom Turinus, right? Because it's a day before Yom Nikonor, which is not a strong holiday. So why bother mentioning Yom Nikonor at all? So says the Gemara. No, Lodia Choshoaser Behespe. Takatia tells you that this is Takia, the Yom Nikonor itself. Is Osir and Hespet. Itaki is Osir and Hespet. You can't make a Tainus nor a Hespet. Were it just to be Erev Purim, would be Osir and Tainus, but non Hespet. It's Osir and Tainus and Hespet.
Even
going to Meir. Right. Because of Yom Nikonor. Says the Gemara, Vafilu ad Rabbi Yossi. So again, it says Omer, but it's a mistake. I feel Rabbi Yossi, Lacy, Makshaya. Even Rabbi Yossi, isn't it difficult? Loki, Tani, Betrayer, Sarbo, Trayer, Sarbo, Yom Tirion. Why don't you tell me about Yom Nikonor in order to ask for the day before? And Tainus, anyway, we know it's us because of Tirion. Says Omer, no. Varm Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha, Botel, Yom Shinu, Botel. That Yom Tirion doesn't help us. Yom Shinera Glulinus and Papas, the Lines and Papas were killed. So therefore the only way we know not to fast on Yud Beis is only because of the fact that Yom Nikonor comes the day after. Okay, Yudal v'tezvav, continuing along these lines, Yudal v'tezvav, Puraya, it's Purim. The Lord Mismet, now to make Esped. Sheets are on the 16th day. Now we're going in the other direction. The 16th day of Adar, Beishon Lemivna Shor Yerushalayim, it's a Yom Tip because they began building the wall of Yerushalayim. So they have a Tilo and Mispi, they don't make Aspen that day. I'll die to the right man. According to the mayor holds, there's no Kiddush on the day after Yom Tip. Nicha, it's good. Balosar, it should be Atmo, comes to tell us, not Nilofan, it should be Atmo. It comes to tell us that the day after. After Shushan Purim is also in of itself to fast. But I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, Mabu Asar, but Kor Rabbi Yossi has come to Asar. The Yossi holds any day which follows on a day, which is the Yotif, you don't know how to fast. Right? Says the Gemara continuing the question. Lesar Shalafonov, Lesley. The day before, he doesn't need a tas. The day before is Shushan Purim, right? Atma also Nate Nesvav, and it itself is also because it's the day after Shushan Purim. So what's it going to tell us? Again, so it says, it's going to tell us in and of itself. Shulasim and Shumaspe don't think that the only thing which is also on Tezvav, Tezayin, on the day after Shushan Purim, is only to fast. Because it's not a special holiday, it's just the first holiday. So if you have to tell me, no, it's bona fide, and you're actually not allowed to fast. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shuvasar, buddy, on the seventh day of Adar, Kumanamamaya Platas of Friar, the nations rose up against the remnants of the scribes and Dinas Belkis. In the country of Belkis, Ubezatin, district of Bezatin, Vava Parkan, and there was a redemption. So that Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Chia is the name of Rabbi Meir. So therefore, our Mishnah is not a machlokas explicitly, it doesn't, and then a stam, but rather it's a stam without a machlokas. Says more, no. It's a kavachomer. Mine on the Ashkenazic Rebbe Machlokas. If a Rebbe found a Machlokas because of a Shona Stam, then he wrote again without attribution. How long the Stam blows like the Stam Mishnah? Aside the Ashkenazic Rebbe Masti Machlokas, in the place of Rebbe himself did not learn a Machlokas. Elachem Shon Machlokas. Rebbe Chil learned Machlokas in his brises. For Rebbe Shona Stam and Rebbe taught it without attribution. Lo Koshki the Stam. Certainly a Lokas be the Stam Mishnah. Now here's the Chasam Sofer speaks about that. He says Rebbe knew all brises, And if it's a machlokas and a braisa, then Rebbe made a stam mishnah. Logic dictates that it's the same thing like having a machlokas and stam internally in the mishnah, because Rebbe knew them. So therefore, it was your pasuk in this case, like the stam mishnah, which says you can even start a set on a Thursday, and you don't have to go back to Monday, right? So it says, Rabbi Chizkiya came. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha and Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Shem Elazar said, this again is a question, it's not an answer. Same idea we just said, even other people in the Machlokas. And Rabbi learned without attribution. Halok should be like the Stam. So why did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi against the Stam Mishnah? So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Acha said, no! Hold that, Dharma, that's what you said, that machlokas v'acharkach, a machlokas, and afterwards the stam mishnah attribution of Paschal like the stam. Hold that, Dharma, k'shein machlokas ain't so stam. That's only if there's a machlokas and then afterwards the stam. But not if the machlokas and stam come in the same mishnah. First is because their tanakama is the stam, that attribution. And then immediately afterwards Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and says, no. You always have to start on a Monday. So says the Gemara. So you have machlokas one mishnah, a mishnah later you have a stam, or two mishnahs later. But here you have machlokas and stam in the same mishnah. That does not work. In that case, you don't pass like a stam mishnah. Okay? Lo b'dol, aval im yesh machlokas eitz l'stam, they're adjacent, lo b'dol l'chuk stam. Okay, that's the end of the repetition. Now we go back to Purim. Rabbi Yudan the Seer, Rabbi Yudan the Nasi, Shalach Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi sent to Rabbi Yoshi the Great, Chada Atam, one leg of lamb, Chad Lagin, and one container of beer, let's say. So, actually it says L'chemar of wine. Shalach, so Rabbi Nuna sent back a message, Yashikeach. V'amalei said, V'kiyam t'bana matonos avyonim, you're makai matonos avyonim. The Chazar, then he sent Chazar Rabbi Yudan the Seer went back with Shalach Echad Egel, he sent him a calf, the Chad Garv the Chamar, another measure of wine. Shalach Varmalei, this time Rabbi Yudan sent the message, Yashar Koyach, Kiyanta Bono Mishloach Monos Ishrei, did Shalach Monos now. It's interesting what the two things are. Shai Terzer, so explain it very nice. He says, Shalach Monos are the people who have food. You give them another money, you give them another portion, right? Matos of Yoinim, give the people who have no food. So Rabbi Nuna, the first time he had no food to eat. So when Rabbi Yudin this year sent the food, the first time wasn't Shalach Monos, right? Because Shalach Monos is on top, icing a cake, so those of Yoinim. The second time, after Yudin this year already sent him enough for the food to eat, so now the second time around, he already has no need for it, then the second time around becomes Shalach Monos. So they have the orders to specifically chronologically Matanos Avyonim and then Shalach Monos. Okay? Rutani, we learned. Mokom Shen going to learn this like the Mashbiach, even though there's a different gear. So Mokom Shen Nichnosim. You know, we said that all the villagers come to one specific city to read, right, earlier. So what about the people who live in the city where they're reading earlier? The city where they're reading, I need out for the villagers. So when does people of the city read, right? So Malcolm Shinichnasi, Korim Yudal, the people of the city still read on Yudalit. Says Rabbi Yossi, boy, in the Malcolm Shinichnasim, he said, isn't that obvious? If in the Malcolm, the place where they come together, they would read earlier, like the Korim, Ma'ikro So Kolikar, then they wouldn't, there wouldn't be any reading at all in Yudalit. So obviously, though, they have to wait themselves Yudalit, so that people coming in for the market day, they can make a minion on Yudalit for your base.
It's similar to the people that on Yudalit read Megillah and then they went to.
Right, it's a similar idea. It's the opposite idea, right. Exactly, in the opposite direction. There's another Gersiya which the Tzion Yerushalayim brings down, Tani Mokom Sheh Misaknit, which if they're in danger, and the villagers are in danger by coming together and making public spectacles, so then they read it at home and you doubt it. They always said it's obvious, right? In Makom Sheh Sakonin, Haikro Sokolika, don't read Megillah at all, because Sakonis Tavashis is not, you know, you don't put yourself in life in danger. Okay? Cross the Megillah by the Rishon. They read the Megillah in the first time. When Yisab Rishon became a leap year, Kornos about the Sheni, read again out of the Sheni. Aim in out of the Rishon, out of the Sheni. There's no difference between out of the Rishon, out of the Sheni, and a Mikra Megillah, Matos of Yoni, when you do Mikra Megillah, Matos of Yoni. Masniso Kshiibo Chaka Kornos. So I'm just talking about when do we have to read again out of the Sheni? When first they made a leap month, and anyway you read an out of the Rishon. Now, chutzpah! You already knew there was going to be an out of the Sheni. You should have waited, so you have to read it over again. But if they sincerely read an out of the Rishon, the Chagri, when then only afterwards did they determine it's going to be a leap year, Lobadah, that's not the case we're talking about. Okay? Says the Maramas Nisa Lomakin, our Mishnah seems not to say that. El Koros Megillah Bada Rishon, Nisabro Shon, it says if you read the Megillah Bada Rishon, and then afterwards the year becomes a leap year, nevertheless, Koros Bada Shani, make you read the Bada Shani anyway, tough luck. Rav Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Ksiv, it says, the Kaim as Yigeris Purim Azos. I'm tempted to stop here because this goes on to. Let's go a little bit further. You don't have to leave early, right? All right. So another 3 minutes. He says. To sustain this letter, Purim. Matam lomer sheis. Why is it the second one? And Mikan, this teaches us again, we're darshim Megillas Esther as if it was Chumash. Mikan shim koras abadar rishon. For near we learn that he read an adar rishon nisab rishona, and then the year became a leap year. Koras abadar sheni, reading out of the sheni. Why? Because it says shteitoch hashenis. Says the second one, which means that whatever the two others, you always have to lay in the second other. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem and Rabbi Shem Rishon Yitzchak said, Masu Mordechai b'Esther. What did Mordechai has to do? They wrote a letter of Shogel Rabbasin, they sent it to the Anshe Knesset HaGadolah. They said, Shekhen Omer Lehem, they said to them the following, B'kablim atem aleichem shnei yomim ala lola b'chol shona. Are you going to accept these 2 days as a yontif every year? We want you guys to accept you the yontif as well as a yontif. Some of them, the Anshe Knesset said, Lo dahinu atzoros haboslim. It's not enough we have tzoros, the goyim say, you know, these Jews, they hate us, right? You want to remind everybody that we stuck it to Haman? Boy, are we going to be in trouble. Why are you trying to make us so much trouble? We have enough trouble as is with the goyim, right? So it says the Gemara, they wrote him again. That's how he learns. The Kaim Lame is Megarish Purim Azos Hashenis. To sustain the second letter, because the first letter Mordechai Nesson said didn't work. Maya Kosabo, what is Zinrid Amalem? They said, if that's what you're afraid of, the Goyim, what can you do? Tough. Hare Ksuva Malaber Koyim, it's already written and sealed in the archives that we should be successful. You should follow our plan. That's not what it is. I'm sorry, it's already written in the archives about Haman, meaning it's written in the Persian archives. So you're not going to generate any animosity, because anyway the Persians know about it. They don't need you to figure out about it. And that's what it says. Hello, Ink Suma Sefer Dira Yomim. The happenings of Megillah are written in Sefer Dira Yomim, the history of the Malchim Mordechai Poras, the kings of Median Persia. Sure now, Shemi Innocent said, Shmoni Mechamishas Kanim, 85 elders. They don't have the 120 in the Yerushalmi, for an answer, but 85 elders, Mehem Shloshim Mekam Nevim, and for among them 30 some on Nevim, Hoimitzdaim Al Dover Zeh. They're upset about this. Papa Zion and Ralph. Omer, they said, how can we add a day? Ksiv, Eilam mitzvot asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe. Eilam mitzvot asher tzivah mipi Moshe. That's it. Kach amar lanu Moshe. So Moshe said, Ein novi acher osi l'chadish l'chem dovar. Novi said that nobody else can add anything. So me'ata Mordechai v'Esther v'vakshim l'chadish l'chem dovar. Mordechai and Esther want to add something. What are we going to do about it? Okay, tune in next week and we'll find out what we do about it.
This is Yom Yerushalayim.
This is in Yom Yerushalayim. Right. Well, Yom Yerushalayim wasn't the Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim. Was it the Yom Yerushalayim? Oh, you mean because they want to add out? Yes. No. All right, the Chanami, the Taka, it happens to be very apropos Gemara because the Taka would not add on a holiday unless they had a Pasuk. That's why it's a big shaila of adding on holidays in Judaism, because here they need a Pasuk. I was speaking about the past. So that's what they're going to get into next week. One second, let me just write this down.
Yeah. I don't recall that in